The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Out of New York with Joe and Frankie Five Boroughs and Big Al and Debbie, flagship station for Salem Media. I'm proud to be. And going across the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love you listening all around the United States of America. But we're live and local in New York and very proud to tell you that Dr. Nicole Sapphire is with us. Like right now, board-certified radiologist, medical contributor for Fox News, author of this great book everyone is talking about called Make America Healthy Again. Dr. Sapphire, welcome back to the show. So great to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm amazed. Dr. Nicole, you're on Fox 24-7, and then yet you take the time to join us on the radio. Thank you for that. God bless you, girl.
Oh, Come on, how could I miss your show?
There you go. Thank you. Well, listen, we appreciate it more than we could tell you. And tell us about the book, Make America Healthy Again, before we get into any specifics about this virus. Did you have fun writing it? And how did you have the time to write it, first of all, Nicole?
Well, let me tell you, I think the subtitle kind of says it all, how bad behavior and big government caused the trillion-dollar crisis, because it's such an important talk. And as you can imagine, right now, this is a very difficult time to have a book coming out. Of course, I wrote this book last year. It's not like I've been just sitting in a cave writing this book and timing it to come out at this exact time. However, I will say that the content of the book is incredibly relevant to what we're all dealing with right now with coronavirus, which is why I feel that it is so important for it to continue on with the release date as is. Because when you think about the coronavirus, like how has it kind of rendered Americans vulnerable to the severe effects of it? Mainly, it has highlighted our chronic disease problem. Yes, the virus is more severe in the elderly, but what we're seeing in America is a lot of people with chronic illness are dying from it as well. Chronic illness being heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, and et cetera. And I talked about it in my book saying, we have so much chronic illness, 40 to 80% oftentimes, which could have potentially been prevented through some basic lifestyle choices.
Wow.
But now we see the other way that we have been rendered vulnerable to COVID-19 is, look at what we had to do. We had to make hospital beds in Central Park. We had to put hospital beds on boats. And that's because our health system is already overrun with existing medical conditions.
And as a nation, what have we been doing incorrectly in terms of health care policy overall?
Well, I mean, come on now. So one, as individuals, we live such busy lives, right? Women went into the workforce several decades ago. We're not cooking at home as much. You know, we are just busy. We are working hard. And so we are needing convenient food and we're not exercising as much as we probably should be. So we definitely have some lifestyle changes that we need to make. And by the way, I have to say, I am not a wellness expert, nor is my book a self-help book. I'm just trying to bring some valuable information. But
it's common sense. It's common sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But then if you think about what did the Affordable Care Act? And so I go into the history of healthcare in my book a little bit, and then I actually talk about the Affordable Care Act, which, let's be honest, was altruistic at its best. Because what did it say? It said we wanted everyone to have access to healthcare. I mean, how could you argue against that? Everybody should have access to healthcare. But healthcare does not equate to health insurance. And the one thing that the Affordable Care Act, in my opinion, got wrong was it said, and this is what similar would be to single-payer healthcare, it said everyone gets this little plastic insurance card, and it doesn't matter what illness you have, meaning you know, the whole pre-existing clause, that's the most popular condition of
right.
it.
Right.
They're
right.
saying, though, But now everybody has to pay the exact same amount. So your person who maybe actually is living their healthiest life, chose not to smoke cigarettes and is doing exercise when they can, they're actually having to pay the exact same amount as the person who's not doing that. The person who is saying, you know what, screw it. I actually like smoking cigarettes and I like to eat McDonald's at least four times a week. And the good news is we live in the United States and we have freedom of choice. But with freedom comes responsibility. And I am under the mindset that if you're going to make certain choices, then there should be potential ramifications or at least financial consequences for it.
Yeah, this is so telling what you're saying, that our chronic illness epidemic across America, really, it made us more vulnerable to COVID-19. That is a pretty wild to say. Hey, Doc, you know what you said on the air? You said on the air yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you said, and you're doing a great job there, by the way. We love watching you, Dr. Sapphire. You're doing such a great job because we're looking for information and you do it in such a pleasant way. But then you touched on something and no one asked you about it, but it was like, because I'm suspect of how many COVID deaths are really COVID deaths. You said that, because, and Dr. Birx said it as well. She said that, well, a lot of them aren't, we don't have a chance to do the autopsies properly. So are they misdiagnosing a lot of these deaths and just plain calling it COVID-19?
That's right. So I think I said that on Outnumbered yesterday.
Yes.
We were talking about it, and they're saying, you know, how do we really have a grip on what the real numbers are when it comes to COVID-19?
Exactly.
And the truth is, we don't really know, but that's the same thing with the flu. There's a lot of best guess estimates. So the numbers that you see Governor Cuomo putting up every day, a lot of them are the confirmed cases, those that are testing positive. But we have to remember, those that are testing positive are those that are very symptomatic or even in the hospital and are going and getting the tests. But we're saying 25 to 50% of people with this virus don't actually have symptoms, and the majority aren't even getting tests. So we know that there are significantly more people who either have the viral infection or have already had it and recovered. So we know that. And now when it comes to the deaths, originally, when they were reporting it, they were a confirmed positive case and that person then died. But now it is, if someone is in the hospital and they die and they also have COVID-like symptoms, they're calling that a presumed positive. So we don't actually know if they're dying. You have to remember, even though we are technically out of flu season, there are still people dying from the flu and
right.
other people dying from other things, lung failure, heart failure. And so I get concerned that by having these presumptive positives, that we may falsely be increasing the fatality rate, which is why it is so important for us to get some of these serology blood tests out there to get the real idea of how many people are infected. Because in my opinion, I think when this is all said and done, the fatality rate of this novel coronavirus is going to be far less than 1%. It may still be a tick above the flu, but I do think it's going to be much lower than what was originally reported by the other countries.
Wow, this is wild. Hey, how about you getting a shout out from President Trump a couple weeks ago? That was pretty cool, right?
I mean, you know, I'm an early bird. I have three kids at home with me. You know, I work full time.
Oh,
I love being
God.
In bed by 9:30.
Yeah,
I will usually, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have like 5 to 7 emails. I woke up the next morning to like 42 emails, 17 text messages. I'm like, what happened overnight?
What was that?
It took me a while to sift through it, but I'm like, oh. What?
Wait, you gotta. It was great. It was great. And I just thought that was so wonderful. But I gotta tell you, so you have three. Can we talk about your personal life for 2 seconds? Because you're such
sure.
an inspiration. Three kids? What are the ages of the children, doctor, please?
Well, so I touch on it a little bit in my book. So I have three boys. They're all home right now doing distance learning. My oldest is 20 years old. He's in college. And my youngest is 5 years old, and he is in kindergarten. And then I also have a 7-year-old in second grade.
Oh!
So we've got a lot of boys happening right now.
Best thing. Oh, and they love their moms. They love their mama. Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Nicole Sapphire, the book is Make America Healthy Again. Doc, I know you got to run, but we appreciate you staying with us. And I just a couple more questions, if we. If we can, are we flattening the curve? The light at the end of the tunnel. Can we go back to work, Dr. Sapphire? Help us out, because we're all getting desperate at this point. You know.
Well, hey, let me tell you. You know, I took some heat in February when I said on live television. I said, look, I'm concerned that the long-term economic fallout may far outweigh that of the virus itself. And I hate to say it, but that's actually proving true. But.
Yeah.
That being said, when we knew nothing about this virus and we had reports of a fatality rate of over 4% and over 10% even in Italy, yeah, we were scared and we needed people to stay home. But now that we have a lot more information about this virus, we have some treatments and clinical trials, we're underway for a vaccine, we need to start getting people back to work, the people back to work who are at low risk from developing severe symptoms of this. The far majority of the workforce is a younger population, and that younger population without pre-existing medical conditions should be getting back to work. But I've really been calling on the private sector to make it so people actually feel safe going back to work. Because this isn't just the government. I don't want the government saying this is what has to be done. I want my employer to say, all right, these are the measures that we're taking to decrease the risk of transmission of not only coronavirus, but everything. I mean, we're going to be going back to a much healthier and sanitary America. And I can only hope that people just don't lose the enthusiasm of wanting to be healthy once this is all said and done. But yes, if you look at the numbers all across the country, we are flattening the curve, especially here in the tri-state area. I mean, I can tell you there are more patients being discharged with COVID than coming in with COVID. And that's a stark difference from 2 weeks ago. So yeah, this is all positive signs and they're cautiously optimistic. And now I'm just looking at these governors in our area of what they're going to do next. You know, my biggest concern is they are still halting the non-elective surgeries. And unfortunately, I understood why they needed to do that at the beginning, because they needed to make sure they had enough hospital beds and ventilators. But what does that do? That delays care for other people, because non-elective surgeries, that doesn't just mean like a cosmetic nose job.
Yeah.
That's cancer care. That's brain aneurysm embolization. These are life and death situations. So we can't just take care of COVID at this point. We have to take care of everyone. And so President Trump laid out saying in phase one, you're going to start doing your elective surgeries again. Well, now we have beds. And we need these governors to start saying, okay, we need to make sure we're taking care of everyone, not just COVID patients. So I'm really watching Cuomo and Murphy very closely, because they need to get on this, because it is crucial to make sure that we are able to start doing elective surgeries again.
And you know what you're talking about, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. And what are we going to do going back? I mean, and I'm confused about the antibody test. And then here, Rutgers, I said on the air, Dr. Nicole, I said, Rutgers came up with a saliva test. Can't we roll that out? Can't we just do this so quickly so every American can take a test? Are we close to that at least?
I would love to say we're close, but we're not that close. Rutgers did come out with a saliva test. The problem is all of these tests are not FDA approved. Although they keep saying that the FDA has approved, they say FDA has approved for emergency use, which means they actually haven't been vetted. So we don't really know how good or how bad they are. But that saliva test, I will say, looking at their data that they did submit to the Board of Health and the Department of Health and FDA, it did look pretty good. But unfortunately, as you hear every night on the White House press briefing, they talk about limited supplies. And last night on the 5, I called upon people saying, hey, look, this is when you need to start having that economic task force and the coronavirus task force actually work together. Because one thing that has come out of this whole situation is people are so aware now of how dependent we are on foreign countries for our medical supplies, our medications, and so forth. And so this is a big impetus in bringing that manufacturing back to the United States. So why isn't the White House putting up a list online on their, I think it's coronavirus.gov, put a list online and say, this is what we need. You know those swabs that Trump held up?
Yeah,
that was so good, because he showed a Q-tip. And so if people know exactly what is needed, then they can start manufacturing themselves. The problem is people don't know. And so they need that information. So get the economic task force together with the coronavirus task force, put a list together and say, all right, Americans, we need to make this. It's like in that movie Apollo 13, where they throw everything on the table. They're like, all right, we need to get this round circle to get into the square. Let's make it happen. And you know what? They did.
You know, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, the book is Make America Healthy Again. You are such a star, but you're so knowledgeable and so great to listen to. You are so welcome back on the show anytime. And I know your day. I can't imagine what your day is like. We appreciate it. It's a privilege to have you with us, Doctor. Please come back soon.
Thanks so much.
God bless, and God bless to you and your children and your family. And thanks for joining us this morning on the show, Dr. Sapphire.
All right, and if anyone wants a signed copy of my book, just find me on social media, because book signings are all closed right now, but we're still offering signed copies.
Look at that! Oh, we are in. Thank you, Dr. Sapphire. God bless and Godspeed. Right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Make America Healthy Again. You can get the book signed if you just Google Dr. Nicole Sapphire. It's S-A-P-H-I-E-R. S-A-P-H-I-E-R. And Nicole Sapphire, and she will sign the book. You know, Debbie, it's such a joy. I just like when it's friendly, knowledgeable, positive, right. Energetic. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she mm-hmm. does such a great job with all the doom and gloom around us. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why we turn to you, right, Debbie Duhaime, when we talk about traffic. You know, and it's like, oh, you make traffic sound great, girl.
Well, I'll tell you, she gave some fantastic advice about really like staying away from the junk food and getting enough exercise. I mean, what a difference in your health,
I know. Build up your immune system. You're right. Debbie Duhaime is out there 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Stephen Mosher, he wrote the book, Bully of Asia. You do not want to miss Mr. Mosher on with Piscopo in the morning. Right now, Debbie's on the roads at 20 after 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Want to tell our essential workers about a problem here on the New Jersey Turnpike. This has been out here for a while now. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound car lanes, a jackknife tractor trailer getting up toward exit 12 in Carteret. It's a 6-mile delay getting up through this area, Joe. The problem is the truck lanes are closed from exit 8A all the way to exit 14 in Newark because of repairs going on. So everybody's in the car lanes, and the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, what a mess getting up toward the area of exit 12 with that jackknifed tractor trailer. We're still seeing delays on the BQE as well. The eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Left lane remains blocked. It's cleanup of an accident that happened around 3:30 this morning. Crews are still at the scene and taking a ride to 17 eastbound, slowing down through Harriman right through the construction zone. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Heineken isn't selling as much beer, and it's because restaurants and bars are closed by the coronavirus. The Dutch brewer says beer volume is down more than 2% this year. In the month of March, sales slumped 14%. Heineken also owns the Sol, Birra Moretti, and Tiger beer brands. The brewer has already said it can't predict the impact on its business this year from the coronavirus. Heineken's board and executive team have agreed to a pay cut of 20% to help the business. You may be seeing more commercials for breakfast cereals. The New York Post says companies that make breakfast foods have increased ad spending because Americans suddenly have time to eat breakfast at home. The brands spending the most on advertising: Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Honey Bunches of Oats, Cheerios, and Pop-Tarts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
We've had our lives flipped upside down recently, and for many of us, things just got a lot rougher. But we've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. If all this craziness has you protecting the ones you care about, don't let it stop when we get through this. Keep the protection rolling with a life insurance shield around your family. For over 30 years, Term Provider has been providing affordable term life insurance at better prices and with better service, including policies that don't need an in-home exam. As for Big Lou, he's just like you, spending time at home with his kids, too. No matter what your medical history, prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, at Term Provider, we can help you find $1 million or more of term life insurance at affordable rates to fit your budget. There's no obligation, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Visited New York Truck Stop Radio lately? We're open and here for you, especially in these uncertain times. Join Arthur and Zach Miller and guests as they discuss transportation, commerce, and the bottom line. Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Nobody told me there'd be these like
these. Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Stephen Mosher is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow, where he's got this great deal for you. It's if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970, check this out from Mike, okay? This is from Mike Lindell to you, because he appreciates you listening, and he appreciates you listening to AM970, The Answer. He does not miss a trick, Mike does. He's a patriot. He's a great guy. He appreciates all the pillows that you have bought, everything that you've bought, you know, on our sister station, WMCA, The Mission, and here at AM970, The Answer. Buy one, get one free. Boom. Buy one, get one free pricing on my pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, my pillow towels, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillow, neck pillow, everything. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. You want a great read, an incredible read? You got to order Mike's book. Spectacular. What Are the Odds is the name of the book. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you order Mike's book. And he'll give you a $25 gift card. He'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Mike's the best. We called him personally. We needed masks for our friends at Trinitas Medical Center. Mike is making the masks at the MyPillow factory. He sent them right over to Trinitas. Love Mike Lindell. You're going to love this buy one, get one free offer from Mike himself. 800-651-0798. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Biscopo on the radio. We got you Wednesday. We got you Wednesday, April 22nd on AM 970, The Answer. Stephen Mosher is a president of the Population Research Institute, author of this incredible book called Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Welcome back to the show, Stephen. Always a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be here, Joe.
Well, I love you were ahead of the curve, my brother. My goodness gracious. What's the status of the virus in China, Stephen? How much misinformation are we still getting out of the Communist Party, sir?
Well, let's put it this way. How much accurate information are we getting out of the Chinese Communist Party? The percentage is about zero. That means that subtract zero from 100%. It's all misinformation, Joe, from beginning to end. Look. The truth doesn't matter to the Chinese Communist Party. We know that. What matters to them is power and their face, right? The Chinese concept of face, never lose face, never be wrong, never say die, never say I'm sorry. That's the motto of the Chinese Communist Party. So the numbers are just fabricated out of whole cloth to make them look good. And in this circumstance, what makes them look good is to say we've conquered the China coronavirus epidemic. Oops, excuse me. Did I say China? Yes, it's the China virus. It's the Wuhan flu. But of course, all that's just fabrication. They say the only cases they're getting now are from overseas, from Africa and from Europe. We're infecting them. Can you believe that?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing because the way that we got it, except for a couple on the West Coast, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, that the Chinese, when they sent 100 people to help that factory in northern Italy, the bulk of the virus came to America via Europe from China, correct?
Yeah, it reached Europe before it reached the United States. At least that appears to be the case in New York City, Joe. The West Coast was already seeded by China before that. You know, that study out of Los Angeles now, where a lot more people have had the coronavirus and not known it than we thought, which is actually good news, right? I mean, there's a huge silver lining in that cloud because it means a lot of people didn't have any symptoms, immune.
That's right.
Now have the antibodies and so on. But yeah, you guys in New York City apparently got it through Milan, but Milan got hit really, really early. Northern Italy, as you know, China went in a few years ago and bought up a third of all the major enterprises in Italy. The Italians don't even own a lot of their major companies right now. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants from places in China which had the coronavirus and probably still have it. So they brought it really, really early to northern Italy, and the Italians are paying a price.
Crimes against humanity, Stephen Mosher. And it's not the Chinese people. We love the Chinese people. It's the Communist Party. This is crimes against humanity. How do we get how do we get them to pay, man?
Well, first of all, everybody listening has to, again, start when they shop for goods, look and see that it's not made in China. I know there are some goods where the only thing made now is made in China because our cartels have driven all the other producers from around the world out of business. So sometimes we're stuck. But if you can avoid buying it, avoid buying it. You know, Americans, 80% of Americans believe that China is to blame for the epidemic. Should be 100%. Hopefully after this show it will be. But, you know, most of the world's 7 billion people agree as well that it's China's problem. So consumers are going to run away from China. Companies are going to flee China. Japan is already paying companies, its Japanese companies, to leave China. Do they have to go back to Japan to get the money? No. They can go anywhere. They can go to India. They can go to the Philippines. They can go to Vietnam. Just leave China, the Japanese government says to its companies. And we should be doing the same thing. I think other countries will follow.
Yeah, we so appreciate your expertise on this, Stephen. I'm telling you, and now you made such a compelling case, and we've been saying this for over 6 weeks now, that this virus was actually concocted in a lab. They bought the bat. They don't, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Stephen Mosher, but they don't sell bats at the Wuhan wet market. This indeed was concocted and man-made in a Wuhan virus lab. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. They do not sell, they never sold, they will never sell the intermediate horseshoe bat at the wet market in Wuhan. They butcher a lot of animals, a lot of wild animals there, but the bats are in caves normally 800, 1,000 miles away. How did they get to Wuhan? They were captured by a bat hunter, thousands of them, and taken to the lab. And the virus is extracted, and one of those viruses they were tinkering with got out, and we know the rest of the story. Why would you put a leaky lab in the middle of a city of 15 million people? I mean,
thank you.
Totally, totally irresponsible.
Yeah. Now, I've talked about it before, and people say, "Oh, Joe, you're a conspiracist." Now, I think it was man-made, but they didn't release this on purpose. I'm being kind here, Stephen Mosher. You notice I'm couching my language. This wasn't a bioweapon, as it were. Correct?
No. It's not a bioweapon. But we now have virologists who think they're being really clever when they take a virus that may not be very deadly and infectious in the lab, and they make it more deadly and more infectious, Joe. It's called gain-of-function research. What functions does the nasty little virus gain? It gains the function to kill us and infect us more efficiently. Why would you create a superbug like that in the lab? Well, the scientists say we can create a superbug so that we can learn how to defeat it. We'll develop therapies. We'll develop a vaccine. Well, what happens if you create a superbug in the lab and it escapes from the lab before you have a defense against it? You've made yourself worse off. And I suspect that's what we're seeing now. We need China to release the lab records. I'm afraid they've already destroyed them. I think they've covered up that because they're covering up their crime from the beginning. But I think they were tinkering with a thing. I think it got away from them when they were pouring it from one vial to another. We know the level four lab wasn't operating as a high containment facility. State Department scientists said it was operating as a level two low containment. I say it was operating as a no containment facility. That virus leaked from that lab.
Stephen Mosher has the book Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. It's so vital. Everything you're talking about, Stephen, is so, so vital. We so appreciate your time. Now, this is interesting as well. We all read this op-ed you wrote in the New York Post. This was an opinion piece, not a news article, yet Facebook shut this down as fake news. What's going on? Why did that happen, sir?
Yeah, I suppose Zuckerberg got offended by the idea that that China may have been doing nasty things in a lab and let it leak out. I connected the dots. There's a lot of evidence. There's more evidence now. The intelligence community agrees with me. There are some people now in the United States who have connections to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They've worked there in years past. They've conducted joint research together, and they're trying to protect the good name of the Institute to protect their own good names. You got that? They're in this together. And so they say it's not a bioweapon. They try to change the subject. But I think the evidence is clear, and we've got them nailed. Now, what really should make Americans mad is this, that the Chinese government is telling its own people, through the 94 million members of the Chinese Communist Party, that this virus not only came from the United States, but it was a bioweapon. It was made at Fort Detrick, Maryland, in our laboratories there, and deliberately unleashed on the Chinese people. Wow. They're not saying that to us anymore because President Trump complained, but they're telling their own people, that 94 million members of the Communist Party are spreading it in the rumor mill throughout China, trying to turn opinion against America and back towards China.
And the deaths in China, again, just to reiterate, Stephen, before we let you go, sir, the deaths in China are astronomically more than they're telling us, correct, from the virus?
Yeah, at least 10 times more than the numbers. Yeah. For Wuhan alone, they recently increased from 2,500 to 3,800. I think the numbers, using various calculations, are more like 50,000. And I think other cities have many, many, many deaths that aren't being reported. But now, of course, government officials in China are told, you can't report the accurate numbers because China, the party line is, we have controlled the epidemic and we are a model for the world. But look at what a terrible job America is doing. The free market doesn't work. It produces chaos. We have things under control. Follow us.
Yeah. So, Stephen, now, China did never let us know about this. They said, oh, there's no human to human contagion. They were saying early on, and everybody's blaming the president. Then other people are blaming Nancy Pelosi for saying things, or Bill de Blasio. Is President Trump going to hold China's feet to the fire? And my hope is, because I know how he is, and I could see at these press conferences, he's really upset about this. But they, you know, we were in debt. We were talking about it earlier on the show, Stephen. We're so in debt to China. How does the president, how do we get that $3 trillion back? How do we get, the word out that China indeed is the culprit in all of this?
Well, we'll never get our stolen intellectual property back. That's trillions and trillions of dollars. That's gone. But China does hold $1.1 trillion in U.S. Treasury bonds. I think by working with the Swiss, the Europeans, the British, we should all renounce our debt to China, repudiate our debt to China, and say to China, that's a down payment. That's a down payment on the damage, man, that you've caused the world economy. And you still owe us trillions.
Yeah, amen. Stephen, man, keep the fight, brother. And thank you so much for joining us. This is Stephen Mosher. You got to get the book, Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. This is not an attack on the Chinese, Stephen. Look at the caveat I got to say on the radio. You know, oh, my God. This is the Communist Party. This is the Communist Party attacking the world. Stephen, brilliant. Always appreciate it. Just a privilege to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you this morning, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Stephen Mosher right there. Bully of Asia. Check that out. Man knows what he's talking about. 7:38 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says the city will honor its healthcare workers and others with its biggest ticker tape parade ever when the crisis is over. The mayor said yesterday that once it's safe for people to gather in large numbers, he wants to say thank you to the first responders, healthcare professionals, and essential workers in the Canyon of Heroes. The first ticker tape parade was held in 1886. The last was a year ago to honor the U.S. women's soccer national team. New Jersey officials say the state's coronavirus epicenter appears to be moving from north to south based off reports they're getting from hospitals. Health Commissioner Judith Pascelli says last night marked the first time that Central Jersey had more maxed out hospitals as compared to the northern part of the state. Governor Murphy toured the emergency field hospital that's been set up at the Atlantic City Convention Center, saying it's important to keep expanding hospital capacity, especially as the epicenter moves. Still, he does note that the overall growth curve has been flattening out. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Good morning to everybody, especially our essential workers out here on the roads. Problems continue on the northbound side of the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes getting up toward exit 12 in Carteret. That's a jackknife tractor trailer. Four cars involved in this accident as well. Again, emergency activity at the scene. Thank you to our EMS workers for getting to the scene. And, of course, state police. The car lanes, again, that's where the accident is. The truck lanes remain blocked with some ongoing road work, 8A up through 14. That's why you have a 6-mile delay getting up through that stretch. Eastbound BQE, that's still moving slowly, getting up toward the area of the Brooklyn Bridge. Left lane blocked. It's from an earlier accident involving a truck fire and a fuel spill. Happened overnight, and crews are still at the scene working on that problem. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. Clouds tomorrow, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Sebastian Gorka. Every week, the Salem Radio Network is proudest to produce the SRN Coronavirus Special Report, featuring all Salem talk show hosts as we give you the latest in this ongoing and breaking story. It's brought to you by Balance of Nature. The best defense against virus is your own immune system. Join me, along with fellow Salem hosts Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Larry Elder for this ongoing special report, Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on AM and 970, The Answer.
Are you a coffee drinker? Just found out that Forgotten Man, my producer, is a coffee drinker. I said, I never see you drink coffee around here. You said, there's a reason why. I don't like the coffee we have here. So I got him a couple of bags of Honor Bound. And man, I cannot wipe the smile off his face. Pete and Seth Talbot are the same father-son owners of Relief Factor, and they've come out now with Honor Bound Coffee. At the same time, Pete and Seth are giving away all the profits to serve and support and bless military families. What a deal. Buy two bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of one and stand with Pete and Seth. All of us here at Salem, where 100% of the profits of Honor Bound Coffee are going to go to serve, support, and bless military families. Two bags for the price of one. Give your family great coffee and give back to the military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Coffee with a purpose. Semper Fi Fund, the first organization to receive funds. HonorBoundCoffee.com. That's HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 742 on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country on AM 970TheAnswer.com. Appreciate you listening all over the country. But you know what? As we bring in Dr. Nicole Sapphire, we bring in Stephen Mosher, and we reach out to the national personalities, you know, we always like to try to stay live and local in New York. We're the flagship station for all of Salem Media, and proud to be, you know. So we want to turn to a real, true public servant. He is a state senator in the great state of New Jersey. He has got a stellar resume. This is my state senator in my district in New Jersey. He does a great job. He's a grounded guy. He's got no ego. I don't know what he's doing in politics, but we asked him to come on the show because he's sticking up for the people of the great state of New Jersey. State Senator Michael Dougherty, he's the Republican representing Hunterdon County in the New Jersey State Senate. Senator, what a joy to have you on the show. Mike, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Great to join you today.
And you, every time I see you, we're at GemVac. GemVac is a veterans group of veterans from every war. And every time they say, Joe, at GemVac, can you show up and support the veterans from Korea, from World War II, from Vietnam, all our brothers and sisters who put their lives on the line for the United States of America. And I look over, and Senator Doherty, you are always there helping out the veterans. And thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Joe. And that's just a fantastic group, the GemVac veterans in the Hunterdon County area. And what an inspiration to spend time with those men and women. They did their time in the foxholes defending our country. And now they've come back, and for decades they've been helping out their fellow veterans and trying to help their community. So it's really one of the finest things I get to do as an elected official.
How many times, Mike, you know what? We go over, we talk to these, I talk to you listening now, talking to Senator Doherty from New Jersey, and we go visit these vets, and then you sit there next to a guy, clear-minded as ever, and I said, and you see, they got the hat, says World War II, and what did you do? A Battle of the Bulge. Remember, one guy, right, Senator, one guy did the Battle of the Bulge and Normandy, for crying out loud. So, wow, what great individuals. I'm telling you, we appreciate, and when you show up, Mike, they love you. Mike, tell me about your resume, too. West Point, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I graduated from the United States Military Academy in 1985, and it was a thrill of a lifetime to be able to represent my state at the Military Academy and serve in the Army, served overseas in Germany during the Cold War. So got to do a lot of great things and great experiences as a young man, and it was a fantastic experience.
Thanks for your service. And you went to the middle school that my kids went to out there in Hunterdon County as well. We love that about you. And before we get more into politics, let's talk about what you're doing in the great state of New Jersey. You have made a proposal for churches in the state of New Jersey to reopen. First of all, God bless you for that, Senator Doherty. Tell us your reasons why.
Well, hey, Joe, I go to a lot of funerals, and there's a lot of praying going on at funerals, and people are asking for God to save their soul and to help them and their families.
Yes,
and it's, you know, attending church and being able to congregate and hang out with your fellow church members, there's nothing more important than that, particularly at difficult times. And our founding fathers, they were great men, and they determined that it was very important that we have freedom of religion, that we be able to practice our religion here in the United States. It's also in the New Jersey Constitution, where it clearly says you have the privilege of practicing your faith, and it can't be taken away by the government. So clearly we have rights that are in the Constitution. So for a governor to come along and with a stroke of a pen say the First Amendment doesn't matter anymore, the New Jersey Constitution doesn't matter anymore, I thoroughly disagree. And now, more than ever, we should have a right to attend church services and practice our religion as we see fit.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And we don't want to – I've been trying to keep an even keel here, and people get on me, Senator Doherty. They get on me for saying a good thing. I say, well, look, Governor Murphy's doing a good job. Governor Cuomo's doing a good job. But and then the other side gets mad when I say President Trump's doing a good job. So I guess in your business, you really can't win. But ultimately, this church reopening is up to Governor Murphy, correct?
Well, at this point, it is. I think the Constitution is very clear that this right can't be taken away by a governor. But when you look at the fact, Joe, that we have liquor stores that are open, you can actually go into stores and buy lottery tickets using a automated dispensing machine and touching all the buttons and grabbing your tickets out of the tray. You can go in and buy cigarettes. These are all deemed to be essential activities here in the state of New Jersey, but attending church is not. So I've introduced this petition. And just to be I don't think we need to go this far, but just to be over the top reasonable, I'm proposing in this petition that we conduct these services outdoors in the open, fresh air. The weather's getting warmer. And so I remember in the Army, we would have service outdoors from time to time, right? So you can actually have everybody on the lawn of the church or spread out in the parking lot, however they want to do it. And they can maintain the 6 feet distance from each other. And even have the masks if necessary, though I don't think it would be necessary if we're outside of the church and everybody's spaced away from each other. And that way, it's much very safe. You have the air blowing, you have the sun, you're away from people, you're not inside the church. So just to be over-the-top reasonable with Governor Murphy, that's what my petition seeks, outdoor services with the appropriate spacing in between the congregants.
And you've made a formal proposal to the governor.
Well, Joe, what I've done is I have a petition that I'm circulating online electronically, and folks can go ahead and sign the petition saying, hey, we support Senator Mike Daugherty's idea that we should be able to have outdoor church services. So, yeah, the governor is certainly aware of it. And he did this interview with Tucker Carlson the other night, which has become very noteworthy, in which he was asked about this issue, and particularly why liquor stores essential, but church is not. Did you consider the Constitution? And he said, no, I didn't consider the Constitution. It's above my pay grade. But he really does need to consider the Constitution. I find it ironic. I often hear, even though it's not in the Constitution, we hear separation of church and state. And what the founders meant is that the government can't mess around with your religious freedoms. They can't tell you what to do privately. They can't tell churches what to do. That's really what separation of church and state means. It seems to be a one-way street. It seems to be that that's used to prevent churches from having any influence on society, but it's okay for government to boss around and essentially shut down churches. So it just seems to be a one-way street and a little ironic for me.
You know, Senator Mike Daugherty with us. I know, hang on, guys. I want to keep the senator, if you'd be so kind to stay with us, sir. Just a couple more minutes, if I may. And I know you're not just a senator. You're a captain in the Army Reserves. And thank you for your service always, Mike. And I'm telling you, as I speak to you listening now, this is the ultimate in public servants in Mike Daugherty. This guy cares about the community. He's committed to the community. He's got no ego. He does it just out of the goodness of his heart. And you're also, Mike, a patent attorney specializing in medical device technology. Now, given your expertise in that area, what could we do as a state to make sure that we are able to manufacture, get these virus tests, these saliva tests from Rutgers, our own ventilators, for example? Why can't we just do it in New Jersey? We're always complaining. Hear everybody complaining, the government's got to do this, the government's got to do that. Mike, we live in Jersey, man. It's one of the greatest places in the world. We have so much originality, you know, and so many companies are here. Why can't we just do it at home, sir?
Well, I think there have been some great advances with Rutgers doing the saliva test, and we have great pharmaceutical companies. Johnson & Johnson's one of them. They're just fantastic, been here for 100 years and doing a great job for making all. And so we have great scientists and engineers. My understanding is New Jersey has the highest percentage of engineers of any state in the country. So there's a lot to be proud of. And I got to tell you, Joe, when I think of you, you're always so positive about New Jersey. It's really amazing. I remember in the heyday of the Nets with Jason Kidd, and I would take my three sons. I would take my three sons to the games, and you would be there just lighting up the crowd, you know, with your smile and your energy and passion. It was so great. You had Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin, and it was just fantastic. And then Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin left, and it's never been the same.
I know. That was so great. It's all about Jersey, and we do have a lot there. And you're one of the finest folks to come out of the great state of New Jersey. By the way, are you doing the concert tonight, Senator Daugherty? Did they invite you by chance? That Jersey for Jersey concert?
I don't think so, Joe. No, I have not been.
No, didn't get my invitation either, sir. Senator Mike, you are the best, man. You're the best of the best. Keep the fight. Let us know what happens with the churches. Perhaps we could talk next week, Senator. But from all of us, man, from not only our district in Hunterdon County, across the great state, very so proud of you, Mike Daugherty. God bless you. Godspeed. And please come back soon, would you?
Thank you, Joe. And it's great to join you. And you're just a crown jewel for the New York, New Jersey area. We love you here in Hunterdon County. It's Thank great you, to sir. Have you in our neighborhood, and we see you around the community. So keep up the great work, Joe. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Senator. Thanks so much. Hey, Debbie's out there on the roads at 753 on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. In the great state of New Jersey, problems on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north by exit 12. It's an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer and four cars, two lanes blocked. Joe, it's an 8-mile delay here, but the truck lanes are blocked with construction, so you'll have to wait in the car lanes. Let's go to the eastbound BQE. That's still... with an accident investigation continuing. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You want to build up your immune system, right? And how do you do that? Fruits and vegetables. Simple as that. What is fruits and vegetables? That's Balance of Nature in a vegetarian capsule. Just like that, 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. Antioxidants you put in your body, it builds up your immune system, right? And whether you got sniffles, I always say a cold, you're feeling tired, you don't feel right, you know, any viruses that's around. The answer to that is, and when you hear the doctors on this program talk about it, you got to build up your own immune system, and you could do that by fruits and vegetables. When are you going to eat enough fruits and vegetables? You're not. I'm answering my own question. Thank you very much. But you know what you got to do? You got to take Balance of Nature. And I can't make a clinical study here. I can't say, oh, this is FDA approved or any of that nonsense. I'll tell you what, though. It works for me. It works for Frankie. Works for Alan, Debbie, the whole morning team. We're on the Balance of Nature journey. We build up our immune system to fight the free radicals in our body now more than ever. And now Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. Will serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lundberg is our weather guy at the Weather Answer Desk, our marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm a little cold this morning. I mean, it's windy. It's cold out there. It feels like it's back in March this morning.
It's so weird because we had the storm came through and then the wind was blowing. And then all of a sudden it was beautiful yesterday. I tweeted out a video. It's springtime. Now, what's it going to stay cold the rest of the week, you're saying? Yes?
I think so. 52 today with sunshine, 50 tomorrow with clouds, maybe some rain toward the end of the day. And it is going to rain Friday. I'm optimistic that Saturday we're in the upper 50s to maybe 60 with some sunshine. But we're going to go back and have another storm bring us some rain Sunday or Saturday night and Sunday before leaving on Monday. And it's just not going to be warm anytime soon. I hate to say it, Joey. It's just not going to be warm.
We'll get there. And now how's our allergy report from Balance of Nature, Joe?
The Balance of Nature allergy report is moderate today, and it will be moderate again tomorrow.
That's so bad. Joe Lundberg, well done. Always well done. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it very, very much. 757 with Piscopo on the radio. James Dickey will join us. Businessman, chairman of the Texas Republican Party. Creator of a Keep Texas Red campaign, you know, voting by mail. We're going to talk about voting by mail. Is that dangerous or what? Dr. Dan O'Brien at 9 o'clock. Any question you have, any concern that you have, you give us a call at 877-970-2999. And Dr. O'Brien is a physician professor and a medical futurist. Laura Loomer, live on the radio, conservative independent journalist. She's a candidate for Congress in Florida's 21st. You don't want to miss Laura Loomer. And Anthony Merrill Smith going to do some nice impressions for you. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Assemblywoman Angela McKnight says in order to keep seniors safe at home during the pandemic, she will bring their groceries to them. McKnight's nonprofit Angela Cares has raised $50,000 to buy, pack, and deliver food to more than 1,500 residents in senior housing in Jersey City. Volunteers drop off the groceries weekly. Nearly 8,000 small business owners desperate for help amid the pandemic are dealing with a new crisis. Their personal information may have been exposed. Seems a glitch in the website that handles disaster loan applications revealed their Social Security numbers and addresses to other applicants. The Small Business Administration confirms the issue is fixed. All those affected have been offered a year of free credit monitoring. The July 4th fireworks in Somerset County are canceled. Officials say the health and the financial impact of the coronavirus are the reasons why it will not be held this year. The Somerset County Park Commission also announced the cancellations of the summer concert series at Duke Island and the holiday festival at Lord Sterling Stable in Bernards. U.S. crude oil back in positive territory, but prices are breathtakingly low. International benchmark Brent crude is down 34 cents a barrel at $18.99. West Texas Intermediate crude is off 29 cents to $11.32 a barrel. A perfect storm of oversupply, weak demand because of the coronavirus, and lack of places to store crude oil have prices in a free fall. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.